We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Wake that ass up
early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Jess Hilarious, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Because today is National Co-Parenting Day.
Yes.
So we had to bring in a man who I feel like him and Jess have one of the best co-parenting relationships I've ever seen.
And that's right.
Rome is here.
Rome is here.
What's up, Rome?
I got in trouble already, Rome, because of you.
You got a tune already?
I got in trouble because of you already.
Wow, what happened?
Just say, I want to know who gave Rome some liquor this morning. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I ain't give it to him. I just told him where the bar was. And
you said, help yourself.
Help yourself.
Yeah, that's fine. Mm.
And you said it was apple juice. And so I was about to take a sip, and I was like, uh-uh.
No, it was not. You already knew it wasn't apple juice. Mm. I just ain't thank you. I was going to pick the cup up.
Okay.
You and Jess have the best co-parenting situation I've ever witnessed. How did y'all get to this point, Ron?
And she thinks she's my mother, first and foremost.
Oh, okay. My God.
But it took time. It took time. I felt like when you take the feelings out of it, and you realize that the child is the most important part of the relationship, because it's still a relationship whether y'all intimate or not. You can do magical things. Magical things. And I think that me being the dad that I was and that I am still today, I wanted that. I felt like if we wasn't going to be together, there was no need for us to beef. We've created over time, whereas now she's my best friend, she's my safe space. I feel like, you know, I can vent to her, because sometimes, well, all the time, I need it. But I feel like when I was pouring into these other women, they would use it against me. Whereas though now, and that, now that she's pregnant, I don't really call her and say certain things, because I know she's going through certain things mentally now. So Jess has always been my safe space, though. So it's like she's always been a person that I go to, I call, give me advice. Some advice I don't take, but just to hear, but just to hear her give it to me, just to know that she care. Because like, man, I don't really have nobody.
How did y'all? How did y'all meet? How did you meet Jess? And how did y'all start dating back then? Like, where did you see it? When was like, oh, this is somebody I want to holler at?
It's crazy because we grew up.
Starting to smile. Yeah, he's starting to smile. He going back.
Nah, because we grew up in the same church, but we didn't know.
No,
we didn't know. My mom, when my mom was alive, my mom died when I was 10. When my mom was alive, we went to the same church. My mom died. My father, like, really took me away from everybody. So now it's like, fast forward, I'm like 17. It's Facebook. Now it's after MySpace. It's Facebook. And she came across my timeline. And I was like, okay. So I did a dot, dot, dot. And I put a basketball emoji.
Oh, you thought she was a WNBA player?
No.
No, shut up, man.
Little what's junior varsity?
No. No.
He playing with you, okay?
No, she bit on it, too.
Okay.
She bit. She was like, "What the?" I forgot what she said, but I was like, I think I was like, I'm just coming to get my ball, coming to get what's mine, something like that.
What the fuck is this?
And you why the basketball room? I need to know.
I seen it somewhere.
What, loving basketball?
No, I seen somebody do that. Like, I don't know where I seen it. You gotta understand this
one. A basketball this in the messages.
This is 11 years, okay. 12, like, 12, yeah, years, 12 ago. Years ago. So I'm like, I don't know. I did it because I thought it was corny, but I thought it was, you know.
But it worked.
It got our attention.
What do you think, Jess, when you saw the basketball?
I said, what the fuck is this?
Okay.
I just typed that back, and he said, it was my ball. It's my ball, and I'm coming to get it. Or something like that. I'm coming to get what's mine. And I was like, oh, okay. What's up? I already knew what it was.
It worked.
Like,
oh, bounce
okay,
it.
What's up?
But it worked.
It worked.
It worked. So y'all started talking. Where was your first date? What was your first, when you started first talking? What was your?
To be honest, man, Jessica did a lot. I'm going to say this. Before a lot of these young guys became Jody, I was Jody. And our first date, big date, I'm going to say it was Six Flags.
Okay, right. Okay, doing it, all right. I'm okay. Doing it big.
I never had a birth certificate after my mom died. It was here. My dad didn't want to come here to get it.
In New York.
Because you was born in Brooklyn,
I was born in Staten Island.
Staten Island, okay.
So my dad didn't want to get it. So for a long time, I just had a college ID. I was driving on a college ID. But Jessica was the simplest one to let me drive with no ID. With no license. You know, I was responsible, though. So I used to work at the car wash. I used to clean it, shine it up, gel on the tires, and whole 9 yards. But our first date was Six Flags. That morning, I went to get my permit before we left for Six Flags, but I failed. I went in there on my high horses. That's why I failed. Our first big
the written
date was
test.
Six Flags.
No, the driving test.
It was written, but it was computer. Written.
That test is difficult. I go from it. That test is difficult.
I failed the one where it said put on your high beams or your low beams when it's raining or something like that, or when is the ground most slippery.
Did you have shades on when you took the test?
Nah.
Okay.
I ain't really wear shades like that then.
Okay.
I did, but they was another no. Yeah. But first big date, Six Flags. But before that, we did a lot of other things. But after that, we did a lot. Like, she introduced me to a lot. Actually, we both was the same age, but she helped make me become, well, got me to becoming a man.
Yeah.
Becoming a man. And then, boom.
Now, actually, Jess always says that you are overprotective, make sure she was good.
Correct.
But then she always said you can't fight.
Oh, my God.
No, she never seen me fight.
Oh.
I never had to.
Wrong. We fought. I got that from.
She didn't say that.
Of course I'm not going to fight her, bro. Oh, it's crazy because I just got a picture from the window you bust the mines.
Okay. You busted your windows out your
what?
Car?
Man, not one window with a fist.
Yeah, what? Fine. What happened?
Oh, you can't beat her then. If she could break a window from a fist, I wouldn't try to fight saying. That.
What happened, Rome? Like, Rome had to take a sip thinking about that. That's triggering him. What happened? What happened?
You want to know a real story?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, God.
All right. I was just in North Carolina this weekend. I just was talking about this. Like, how my stepbrothers was like corny and shit, right? Jessica pull up. Mind you, we ain't together. Jessica pulls up. I had a girl in the house. So my brother, like, he come to the top of the steps, like, wrong. Just at the door. I'm like, all right, here I come. The nigga don't even wait for me to come.
He let her in.
He let her in.
Oh, boy.
I walk right past him and his friends with the girl. Jessica get in. Come down the steps. Murder, she rolled.
But what did I see when I walked down the steps, Jerome?
You didn't see. So initially tries to massage this story. At Ashton, I had a portable rocking bassinet where I could put it in the trunk, send it to her, bring it back. Ashton was in a portable rocking joint. Me and the girl was on the bed. I had on basketball shorts. She had on her uniform pants.
No.
She going to sit. She's been saying
uniform
this
uniform pants? Was she in the military?
She was a CO.
She was a CO.
This is correctional officer.
Was she in the military?
No. She's a correctional officer.
Okay.
So, like, she's sitting. She's facing me, but her legs is like, you know how that go. Mm-hmm. Jessica come downstairs. She going to say, oh, we was naked. We was not naked. If we was
no
naked,
pants,
I'd have
no
been
shorts,
going.
No
it'd have been happening. Mm-hmm. I don't get naked and
was she topless?
And sit up.
No, very much,
she had a shirt
much.
On.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. She's never going to tell the truth. Anyway, she banged the girl.
You beat up the girl?
No, she didn't beat up. She
I
banged
just,
her.
Like, popped her.
And
she
I
fell
picked
off.
Her up and walked up the stairs and threw her outside.
Jerome, you could never lift me. No,
you
up. Never. No.
Y'all see what I'm saying?
No.
She never wants to admit the truth.
So hold on. The CEO couldn't fight?
No, I ain't.
So I don't know if she could fight or not, but she I hit her one time and then she got up
no.
and then she put on her uniform and went and left.
God,
went upstairs
like,
and she left.
The truth is not. I promise you, I wish it was iPhones
then me
and
you
cameras.
You started fighting.
Then.
That no.
I didn't
and
fight
then my
you.
Son was not in no portable nothing. He was on the floor on a blanket and the cat was looking at him like he wanted to eat him. Yes, he was.
What the hell? My basement had cement under the carpet, so I would never lay my. I wouldn't even lay on the floor.
So I was my son on the floor?
My son was in a portable bassinet.
Okay.
Y'all been arguing about this for 11
years.
Yes,
because, yeah,
because
she never
wanted
to tell the truth. She was drunk out of her mind, and I'm trying to figure out why her hunger
was
drunk.
First, I was just getting
there.
Off of work. Just getting off of work because
goddamn
lie. I had a job you didn't.
You said goddamn lie. You did not just get off work. You was fired at that time. So please.
No, I got fired right after that. I was working at McDonald's. That's when I was stealing out the register overnight.
This is pretty much ghetto love. I love it.
And then if I was drinking, okay, I was drinking on the job, but I was at work. So, and then I came to get my son. And
no,
yeah.
You did not come get your son because it was my weekend.
So what?
You didn't get him till Monday from daycare. Why was you coming? No, you was coming to be nosy.
I didn't have to come to be nosy.
You found what you was looking
she
for.
She had a passenger with her. If you come in to get
my
your son,
Nicole,
coming to be.
Yeah. Yep. She,
yeah,
I wanted her to
like
go
Nicole
there with me.
Because she
should have
told your ass go home.
What?
11 years, you still don't like Nicole?
11 years old, man. That's my dog.
So
my
how did you
dog,
punch the window?
Like
how did you break the window?
Man, she hit that shit with her hand.
So you was, walked out, seen this car, and punched
no,
the window?
No, I threw her ass out.
You
I shut
never,
the door.
Jerome, you're not that strong. You was not that strong.
Yeah,
like,
man,
you did not
yeah,
throw me
I'm
nowhere.
Tell you how I had you, and it was steps.
You Jazzy Jeff, though.
Yeah, that, right there.
He
yeah.
could never, ever, even yeah. right now, could not do that.
So why you hit the window, though? Why you hit the car?
Because she knew that
I was just really, really mad
because
he wouldn't give me my son.
She's lying.
You wouldn't give me my son. You called the police on me. Going to try to say his stepmother.
I didn't call the police.
You called the police.
I never
called the police.
No, yes,
well, I didn't call the police. I don't know how to police. Listen,
you went to jail.
I went to jail that night.
Pause. Listen, hold on. I need everybody hear this. Where I'm from, the jail is right there.
Right around the corner.
You can walk. It's
so
2 minutes.
So they heard the commotion.
They walked to us.
I don't know how they came. I thought my stepmother called, my godmother called. One of them. It was my stepmother house, my godmother house. Somebody called because I ain't call the police.
Yeah.
My phone was cracked because of.
You cracked his phone?
I did crack his phone, but he could still. Look, everybody in the house had a phone. He called the police on me. And then when the police came, I just sat in my car. I was mad. I was like, no, I came over here to get my son. Nicole did tell me, yo, come on, let's pull off. He not giving you the baby. I was like, all right, cool. But I was mad, so I didn't pull off. The police paddy wagon pulled up and got out, and you was like, she right there. She ain't even pulled off yet.
Bro.
They walked up.
How did I try to get you locked up when I'm the same one called
right
trying to bail you out with no money?
I don't know why you ever thought you could bail somebody out with no money.
Like, I ain't sleep that night.
You trying to get out.
You put her in jail and try to bail out?
Mr. check this out. You ever went through a woman's phone?
Of course.
Could you eat after that?
Yes.
You could? Well, I couldn't. Mm. I'm comparing that to when she went to jail, I couldn't eat. Mm. I couldn't sleep. You know? And
you were sick. I
was
you
sick.
Yeah.
I didn't want her in jail. Why the fuck would I call the police?
Yeah.
So how did you punch the window? That's
what
we
were saying.
I
walked
up to it and then was just
with
like,
her fist.
Then I just punched the window.
What kind of car was it?
He had a Honda.
A Honda Accord.
A Honda
tricked
Accord.
Out though, I bet.
V6.
I know it was fresh.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah, it was my first car.
And he had just got
she
it.
She ain't like it when I got it.
Yeah.
She was jealous.
Now,
that's
no.
Why. I'm going to tell you why.
You had a lot more freedom.
Yeah,
remember.
I had freedom.
My car.
I had freedom once I got it.
Very much.
She couldn't call me, say, bring me my car back, Jody.
Right. I've never called you that.
She couldn't
I've never
call
called
me.
You that anyway.
Mind you, she took me to get the car.
I ain't never seen nobody want
to
be sorry so bad.
When we got the car, she was like, I don't like this shit.
I said, yeah, so this man, you Ray, really be doing you.
Because
you was doing you. He would drop me off to work and go act like he in class.
I was an A student then. I was going right there to beat triple C for my associates. That's what I did. I went to class. Because guess what? You got off work 2 o'clock. You had to be to work 6 o'clock. So I was getting up 5 a.m. every morning. We got to your work. We got to your job by 5:45. I got out of class at 1:30. Did my homework for the 15 minutes. Came to Cold Spring McDonald's and picked you up. Then we went home. That was my routine Monday to Friday.
You're skipping a lot of things. But it's okay.
Did you hurt your hand? Huh? Did you hurt your hand?
No, it didn't hurt until I got in jail. I ain't gonna lie. So I got in jail. But listen.
No, it ain't hurt till she sobered up.
This is the crazy thing. I was not that drunk. So then when I got to the jail, guess who did my intake?
God damn.
Guess who did my intake? The damn girl who was with him.
No the one that you punched.
Yep. Yes.
She went. She clocked in to do that.
Yeah,
shit.
She
was like, "I'm on my way."
She did it's, my intake. Crazy, the same bro. Girl that I popped, y'all. She crazy, did it, but man. She didn't say nothing because she couldn't be in, caught up in nothing like that.
Or
she would have got fired. Yeah, she lost her job.
She did
snitched.
Right.
I straight told on her, like, yeah, because I was like,
"So you told on the girl?"
Yeah, absolutely. As soon as I got
this
here,
is a ghetto
I said,
love
"Oh
story.
Wow, how could you actually want to fuck with a nigga who laid his baby in a cat's face?"
Oh my God.
On the carpet.
So she got fired.
I ain't mad at that. I ain't mad at you jumping on that woman, Jess.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what she could have tried to do to you in that situation.
Absolutely.
So you got to put everything on the table.
I was like, no, it was ghetto or begotten, and that's what it was.
So now when you hear this
Jesus
story
Christ.
And you say to yourself, why are they there on National Co-Parent Day? Because they are like the best of friends now.
Absolutely.
They call each other. Jess calls you her brother. How do you feel about that?
Yeah, how did y'all get there?
Do you look at her like your sister?
Because
you said mama.
I was gonna say what
she
you said.
Like
you
mother.
Created that.
She like my mother. Like when we out of town and shit, she act like my mother. Mm-hmm. And I ain't gonna disclose too much, but mm-hmm. She thinks she my mother.
No, I just know
she likes to control. Like she know how I am though. Like me, I'm a loner.
Mm-hmm.
I think part of that controlling part is like, okay, where I'm at, bro. It could be 20 of us. I don't want to be with y'all.
Mm-hmm.
So guess what I'm gonna do?
And he can go out of town with these 20 people and then be like, all right, I'm like, no.
We could be all on a Sprinter.
What's going on? No.
We be all on a Sprinter, whatever state we go to, bro. I'm even gonna go get a rental or a slingshot or something. It better not be raining.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that controlling part comes in just because she cares. And sometimes, especially when I'm under the influence, I've done dumbass shit.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's good that you know that.
Yeah,
you can admit
yeah,
that.
I've
yeah,
I've done dumb ass
I don't know
shit,
if you heard
man.
Just assist in the back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everybody, like, you know, everybody know that. But I hold myself accountable to that. Mind you, now, I ain't going to say well, I learned from one mistake because I done did a dumb ass shit over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think in that aspect, that's when the mother with the V come in. But the bro, how calling me brother and sister, bro, like, honestly, without the child, like, it's there. It's seen. Yeah. Like, and cameras on, cameras off. Like, you can't fake this or make this shit up.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Rome started that. Rome started calling me sis first. And then I started calling him bro. I'm like, yeah, we do have, like, a sibling dynamic in some way, you know. He still confides in my mom. He, like, my mom is our mother. Like, it's not, it ain't nothing crazy. It's nothing intimate. Like, seriously, I always say this. People be like, yeah, right. I can literally walk past this, and I don't do this, but I'm saying I can walk past this man naked, and he does. They be like, "Girl, what? Like, put that up."
On.
I'm talking about seriously. Like,
how do y'all
not...
deal with each other's spouses or each other's boyfriend and girlfriend? Like, how do you deal with his girl, and how do you deal with?
Now, Ron, she told us you had 17
Ron,
baby mamas.
Five.
Okay.
I never told you he had no.
I thought you said like
everybody always try to times two and shit like that.
Okay.
Right? It's cool though. It's cool. I get it.
I said five,
but. This was the friction part. Mm-hmm. Now we got over that, but this the friction part was I'm out of my business. I don't get in her shit. But the friction part was her getting into minds. But she's still a woman. I'm still a man.
Yeah.
So women tend to do that, and this is not no shame to women. I don't mean no disrespect by saying it, but I think women tends to do that, especially a woman that care about you.
What was she said? So, that sometimes you make bad decisions, and she's there as your sister to make sure you're good.
Correct.
Regardless if it's
correct.
Life, relationship, mm-hmm. or whatever.
Correct.
She said that on air.
With
before.
Me personally, I never really like. I talk to her about certain things, but I never really like my family to get into no intimate situation.
Yeah.
Because guess what? Mm-hmm. Y'all can feel a way about this person however y'all want, whether it's negative or good. If I'm gonna deal with this person, I'm gonna deal with her. Like
mm-hmm.
the female can smack shit out me yesterday.
Mm-mm.
I might get over it and fuck it tomorrow.
Mm-mm.
But it's like. That's why I always. That's how I was always able to distinguish the two. Like when Jessica with her men, when she come to me, like I don't never, I ain't never pillow talking or sneak dissing or nothing. Like I don't really care if it, like it ain't nothing a nigga have that I don't. If you put it in that sense, but when she come to me with a man, I tell her, Ain't right.
But both of y'all gotta care though, because you gonna want to know who around your son. She gonna want to know who around her son.
I never did though.
Yeah.
I never. So in the beginning stage, yeah, don't have this nigga around my son.
Right, right, right.
I grew out of that. So now it's, I trust my child mom enough to, she won't bring no fuck shit around my child.
Yeah. Right.
So I don't say, oh, don't have this nigga around my son. That's never been a problem. What has been a problem was motherfuckers envy me. Except for my last dog. Yeah, my dog. It's my dog.
Who's the dog?
My dog, Chris.
Chris? Okay. Dog. Who's the Chris?
My dog. Yeah. It's my dog. I ain't gonna hold you. I think he's the, I think, like, man, honestly, me and Jess, man, like, I think it's been times where a woman didn't like me and her situation.
Mm-hmm.
But guess what? Bye.
Yeah, more so on, and yeah, it'll be more so on his end because it's much more of them. But the thing is, like, I don't like when, because I even tell him when he's doing wrong too, like, yo, don't treat her like that. This is not, how you going to introduce me to her? Now I done got to know her, you know, and whether she had a kid or not, most of the time it's the ones that have the kids, but it's like, yo, you gotta do right or just be single. Like, don't keep hurting women in the process of trying to find what you're looking for. I mean, I know that's all a part of dating, but when you have kids, it's different, you know? Right. And then he'd be like, oh, that's why I don't like you to be getting into it, you know? And then I don't like, he attracts a lot of toxic women too, like abusive relationships where women will put their hands on him. I'm like, what? Yeah, all right, you know, but he don't, he's like, nah, but I might be fucking with it a month. What? She just blacked her eye. What are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, no, we're not doing it, but
Claire, I never had a black eye.
Okay, well, she bust your nose. Whatever. Women have put their hands on you. That's and you be all right with
like
it.
That's why she's my dog. Like, I think she's the only one, really, honestly, the one to get the fuck under my skin. Like, a certain wordplay she used. And I don't care what tone she uses in. But to say that, it's like, bro, I was really never taught how to love. Like, I lost my mom at 10 years old, my heart. I moved with my dad. And when I moved with my dad, I didn't move my dad and my stepmom, which is my mom now. Me and my mom have a great relationship. That's my stepmom. And my dad was married, but my dad was cheating. Like,
same.
Like, my dad was cheating, bro. My dad's showing me shit that, bro, like, I'm thinking cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, when I started dealing with women and stuff like that, and multiple women and all that, my dad was like, yeah, son,
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking it's cool.
Because that's what you're being taught.
That's what I'm seeing. That's Absolutely. What I'm being taught. Like, and every man in my life that I looked at as a role model to me was the same way.
Same.
So it's like, what you expect? But the good thing is now, it's like, I'm old enough now, and mind you, I ain't perfect now. I'm seeing it. I'm trying to, you know, change it, but I never was taught to love properly. So, and I never, my trust issues is fucked up from my dad. Like, bro, my trust issues fucked up before I even met her.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm seeing what he's doing.
Right.
But I'm seeing when it's done to him, his reactions. Like, damn, my nigga, you be just doing this, how you gonna get mad?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it's like, every relationship I've went into, I had an expiration date. Me, I put an expiration on myself. I said, she gonna get what she gonna get, I'm gonna get what I'm getting, I'm gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I never really gave a woman I never really gave a woman
commitment.
Not even commitment, but I never gave the woman a chance to really love me.
But even with the kids, like even having kids with other women.
Nah, I had, and this is like I said, no disrespect to my children, moms. A lot of my children came out of vulnerability.
Expound on that.
And I'm gonna explain that. So I will meet a woman who I may feel like she's what I need. Another safe place or whatever the case may be, but I'm already vulnerable from a previous relationship. Have a child. Knowing I don't want to be with this woman. I really don't want to be with her. But I feel like I'm forced to be with her because it's a child.
Mm.
And I've done that, you know.
Multiple times.
You needed
a therapist, not another baby mama.
Right? Correct.
Yeah.
But at the time of need, at the time of vulnerability, women can, bro, they be masked up.
Yeah.
They be masked up.
But like, then so, also, you know, just on a accountability part, which he has taken over his recent years, is like, you was looking for, like, your mom in women, and
correct.
You would never get that.
Correct.
You know what I'm saying? Because you was trying to look for an emotional connection with you know, nurturing also. And then, like, you was really, really searching for Keisha. Keisha's his mother. You were really searching for her. And women, you know, that's a different type of love. You know what I mean?
I think different women always there.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
With different women, because different women have certain... What is it?
Certain things.
Certain aspects of her. But like, I never knew how to be alone, bro. Like, I would be single, have my own apartment and all that, and let it go and go move with a woman because I never knew really. I don't know how to. I don't like being lonely. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's like a lot of the times when, and I say this shit is real. Like, I don't know if a lot of other men like me, but when being lonely, bro, you go through search. I don't give a fuck how much money you got. I don't care about none of that. But like, I never really knew how to be alone. Like, I feel like I gotta have somebody laying next to me. Because even before my mom died, my mom used to sleep naked. This is a back then thing.
How old were you when your mother passed?
Yeah, I was 10, but I was a mommy's boy.
Did you ever really properly grieve?
No. I never really grieved. All I did was, I thought it was going to help me by going to school for social work, because that's what she was. But I never really properly grieved. And that's a process now. I do want to get, you know, back in the gym. I do want to get a therapist, but I want everything else around me to be intact so that I could fully commit. Mm-hmm. Because if I ain't fully committed, it ain't gonna work.
And then I also feel like your dad didn't get you any type.
No, I didn't. Now my dad, I felt like me personally, and this is probably the first time I said this. Like I did, I think my father really wanted me for a check.
Mm. What do you mean?
And exactly what I said, like the money, and he lied to me for so long. I lost a scholarship because of my dad.
Oh.
Because at the time where I wanted to go, I wanted to get away from them. So I had. Couple scholarships. I had like over 30 acceptances. I got accepted to a school in Florida.
I think they asked, did your mom leave you money or? Did
yeah, my
you...
mom. Yeah, my mom. So my mom left me money.
Oh yeah, I thought maybe the government gave you a check. No.
My mom left money. My mom was getting money, and you know, social security stuff. So it was like my dad was making bank. Like I did the. I ain't even gonna say the calculation. The calculation is crazy.
What's your relationship with your dad now? Is he
we okay? You know, we all right. He, you know, he's still living with that regret, and mm-hmm. I feel like that's why we can't really get there. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like I feel like my dad wanted me for a check, man.
How'd you lose the scholarship though? He didn't finish.
I lost a scholarship because mm-hmm. August, like 2 weeks before school was supposed to start, I had got a I was leaving. Like my mom's side, he bought all my dorm stuff and all of that. All my life, my father always said, yeah, when you get 18, you gonna have money. You can go get your car. You can go do what mm-hmm. you want. You go to school, whatever the case may be. All right, cool. I get 18, I graduate. It's nothing there. Wow. I asked my father, I'm like, wow. It's still no answer. My father never even answered. So, mind you, I know I got a scholarship, a partial scholarship. So, a partial scholarship with the, you paying the school and room and board. That's at the school I was going to, that was about $16,000, $17,000 a semester. Mm-hmm. I had like a $42,000 partial joint. So, my dad was always saying, all right, I got the rest. Mm. I got the rest. So 2 weeks before I was supposed to leave, my family got all my dorm stuff. A week before I was supposed to leave, my father called me up to the room, and he like, I ain't even gonna say what he said. I'm like, you can't go to school. I'm like, why not? Like, nigga, I'm an A student. Like, I work hard for this. I was an athlete. I was a student. I ain't get no offers from basketball my junior, senior year, so I gave up and said, fuck it, I'm gonna fall back on my grades. You always said I had the money. The money wasn't there. Mm. He spent it all. Jesus. And you know, we turned 18, like 17 and a half, it stopped coming. Mm-hmm. But even if it come again when I'm 18, that's one check. All the rest gone. And my stepmother used to always tell him, and I love my stepmother for this, and I wish I'd have known this when I was younger, but my stepmother used to always tell him, put that money up. But she never came to me because she didn't want to overstep the boundaries of her husband.
Yeah.
And I understood it. But now that I'm grown and we have conversations now, it's like, understood it. Because my father always tried to make people hate me. I hated my stepmother growing up. But it was never her, it was him. Mm. Lights ain't get cut off. We had Christmases because of my stepmom. My dudes got paid. My senior dude, I'm talking about my middle school dudes. Mind you, bro, you're getting money for me, my middle school dudes. My stepmother paid them. My stepmother and my teachers paid them. Wow. High school dudes, my stepmother paid them. And my friends, I got two friends, their mothers paid all that. So it was like, my dad really crushed me, man. I told my dad a couple weeks ago, man, I said, bro, you hate me. Not literally saying you hate me, but you hate me so much because I caught your ways. I said, but the difference between me, I'm young and I'm going to change them. You're 20 years older than me, you still doing the same thing.
Right. You want to break those cycles.
And I want to break, and it's not even me breaking a cycle, bro. I don't like being like this.
Right.
I don't like hurting people. I don't like hurting women. I never really hurt. I'm so loyal to my friends that the any little disloyal thing they do to me, they cut off. Mm-hmm. So it's like, the shit be hurting, man. And it's like, damn, I don't really have nobody. So then when I got a child mom, I cherish it. And I tell her, bro, cherish the really ones you love. The really ones that's genuinely there for you. The ones that you ain't got to do nothing for them that really love you. Because guess what? At the end of the day, if shit go bad, they're going to be the ones you count on.
You know, there's this thing, when you start going to therapy, you'll hear about it. It's this thing called the mother wound. And it's a type of attachment trauma that instills deeply rooted beliefs that make the child feel unloved, abandoned, unworthy of care, and numb to their feelings. Does that feel like you?
Maslow loss. Mm-hmm. Maslow loss. What's done to you as a child will affect you as an adult, but mm-hmm. it will not define you.
That's right.
So it's like, it's crazy because going to school is like, man, you reading this shit. I'm like, man, it's me.
Mm-hmm.
It's me. Like, you know, I'm thinking of my own therapist, but you know, every therapist needs a therapist, and that's how they able to be effective. So it was like, man, like, you know, I ain't have a bad upbringing, but I've been through some traumatic situations, man. And you know, like, they ain't gonna define me. Like, them babies and mine, man, I love them babies. Mm-hmm. I feel like if it weren't for my babies, I'd have crashed out
long time ago.
But that's what, like I said, I got them babies, and out of all my I got two children moms like that. My last one, you know, she mean no harm by certain things, but I got that one and I got this one to my left, man, my dog. And it's like, she give me hope every day and she don't even know it. Like, even when, you know, we might not even argue, but like, it'd be days I wake up. She don't. You all right? How you feeling? Just because I know that she need it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you the shoulders and the head of families or communities, bro, like, it's a lot.
Right.
You know, honestly, I think them people need it the most. So I give her flowers every day, and I feel like, man, like, without her, yeah.
Well, I think you're on the right path. You know, they say healing the mother wound first starts with acknowledging the pain.
Correct.
And then seeking professional help, which you want to do. Cultivating healthy relationships, right. which y'all have done. Mm-hmm. And you're focusing on self-care and personal growth.
Yeah.
That's right.
So you're definitely on the right path.
It's going to get there, man. It's time. Take time, you know, but it'll be there.
How did y'all... That's the most thing to me, most, I don't want to say most important, but one of the most important things. How did y'all realize we don't have feelings for each other no more? Like, how did that just go away? Like, y'all love each other, but not in that way.
I got my answer. You want to go first?
You can go first for sure, because I'm still thinking.
When, like, I stopped caring about who she dealt with,
when
I wouldn't even, like, I wouldn't even care.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
how long did that take?
Oh, 3 years. So, like, when Ashton was, like, 3.
Yeah, he was still, like, really young. Yeah.
It was, like, 3 years. But honestly, at that 3 years, like, I had caught a big check. So, it was, like, you know, I was almost $500,000 nigga. So, it was, like, the pain that I had, whatever the case may be, I would just buy shit to block it out. But other than that, like,
you ain't try to stun on her a little bit?
No, oh, no, I never stunned. No, I never. Yeah. No,
I'm waiting for that.
I never intentionally stunned on her. I never did that. Never.
Okay.
I did everything she possibly could ask me to do. And she said on one of these shows something about a BGE bill, and I'm gonna address that. I never wanted to.
That was on our show. That was on Co-Parenting and Reckless.
I'm gonna address that now.
That's electric bill, right?
So I'm explaining it. Her lights got cut off.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You guys got a $500,000 check and you
listen.
Lights?
No, not it wasn't right then and there.
Okay,
but it's over time. Because mind you, so mind you, because like mind you, a lot of my place, she helped me. She helped me get a lot mm-hmm. on the back end. But in a time like I helped her, whatever the case, I didn't know she was moving with a man.
I didn't move with a man.
Well, she moved the man in with her.
Yeah, after.
Yeah, all right, okay.
After.
So he had you in the dog, too?
No. This was before I met him.
I don't get in her business, so I don't know that he not there.
Mm-hmm.
So, boom, here's my logic, and I'm going to say what I'm going to say to her after right. I explain it.
Mm-hmm.
My logic was, all right, man is in the house. Boom. BGE get cut off, right? I'm thinking, like, damn. So she like, well, Rome. I'm like, well, I'll take my son with me. But that wasn't me talking. That was the girlfriend I had talking.
Oh, shit. You ain't tell me that.
I never told you that because as a woman, you ain't trying to hear that. And as a man and you being me, I don't want to hear that. So I didn't want to tell you that because I'd have felt less of a man.
Unball your fist, Jess.
So, yeah.
But I understand them. If somebody else is smacking the cheeks, you pay that bill.
So listen, so the girlfriend was like.
You're living in that house.
So the girlfriend was like.
Don't talk about no house.
Okay. So listen.
Now go ahead.
So the girlfriend was like. I took a certain amount of money out of the bank. I did. She was with me. She like, mind you, the certain amount of money I had to call because I was going to break it in half, give it to Jessica, and I take the rest, and I was going, me and Ashton, that's all I did, shot me and Ashton.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to give it that. But the girl like, why are you giving it to Jessica? I'm like, because she need it.
Mm. And she like, oh, I never said I'm here because of your money.
I never said the reason.
Wow.
I never said the reason. Yeah. I never said the reason, though. She was like, what exactly do she need? Because I know you ain't giving her no, she don't need a bag or nothing like that. I'm like, no, it's something else. She like, well, don't she got a nigga living with her?
Mm.
And mind you, I'm drinking at the time.
You thinking the same thing.
I'm like.
You weren't even thinking that till she said it.
I wasn't thinking that, but I'm drinking. But when she say it, because I'm not. Like I said, bro, like wives and girlfriends, I've seen men crumble and go against their family because of a wife or a girlfriend. I've seen it. And I'm like, you know what? You're right.
Why you ain't asked Jess, though?
Crazy.
Why you need to pick up the phone and say, Jess, what's up with you?
Because I was a young, emotional boy.
Yeah, who had just ran into a bunch of money, and a bunch of bitches came with that.
No, nothing. Fuck the bitches. My nigga, I'm hurt. Yeah, I'm a hurt young man. Got a lot of money. Everybody done fucked me over. Nigga, I got some money. I'm doing the fuck I want. I'll make myself happy.
Yeah.
And that's how nigga went broke.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was times where I'm not happy, but I go spend money just because I'm not happy. Like, oh, that car just came out like that.
Mm-hmm. Everybody except me fucked you her. Over. You feel me?
Except her. So that was what I was like. And granted, right now on today, I'm going to say I truly, sincerely apologize.
What?
For not taking care of you the way I should have.
Mm.
You accept and I'm going to take my glasses off. Because for a long time, that shit hurt me. Mm. And it's like, I never, ever, ever, especially you, I never, ever, ever, ever meant to do that to you. And it's like now, that's why I work so hard today and just try to even just give you something. But in due time, that shit gonna come back. I done made that shit back, went broke again, made it back, went broke again. But my biggest downfall, the common denominator, was alcohol and women.
Mm-hmm.
So that shit, them two problems never allowed me to really reach my full potential.
Right.
Cause even when I seen a couple years ago, you seen it, 2019, when I was single, when I went move back by myself, bro, I ran that motherfucker up.
Flourish.
I ran that bitch up. That's one thing I know how to do. I'm going to run it up, but it be women holding me back,
and
man.
You ran into somebody.
So, yeah, I'm sorry that I didn't do what I was supposed to do. And a lot of motherfuckers say, well, that wasn't your job. That wasn't your dog. I felt that was my duty.
Mm.
But because I had certain people in my ear that I thought had their best interest in me. But when that bag ran out, they left.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No, yeah. I'm not a sorry person. I apologize.
Okay. I appreciate that.
And
but listen, I was talking to a nigga. He moved in months after. You think a nigga was gonna move into a dog house? You think I wanted a nigga to see how I was living? No. And when you say I asked you like, yo, can you just get my lights on? I'll pay you back. That's when I was scamming and doing all that shit. That shit got slow too. So I'm like, all right, you was like, no, I'd take my son. Nobody taking my kid, not even his father. Like, as long as Ash wasn't scared of the dark, we was good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I still had candles. We was playing. We was doing all that. We would stay outside.
That turned you up a notch.
Until it got dark, and then we would go in the house. And he ain't never asked me why the lights ain't coming on. It don't matter. So as long as he was good, I was good. I just wanted to be able
to call your baby.
You know what I'm saying? And just be like, yo, get my lights back on for me.
And you should have. Yeah. But guess what? That made you a demon. And when I say demon, I say in the best way, that turns you up. And I teach my kids, especially my oldest boy, my 11-year-old, bro, like, I don't want you to have to go through something bad to learn a lesson.
Right.
I don't think everybody should have to go through something bad to learn a lesson.
Right.
But in your case, I feel like, yeah, that put that battery in your back. And no, when that battery came in your back, you ain't treat me no way.
Nope.
It took still a minute for us to create that bond.
Yeah.
But y'all have it now, and I think y'all both should give each other some grace because y'all were dumb young.
Correct.
Yeah, correct.
And I always was a hurt young man, so.
Right.
But I love the story because it shows the foundation and how y'all are now.
Yeah.
And how y'all treat each other now. You know, I don't know you, but the way she talks about you on the radio, and like you said, she is a mother. She protects you. She holds you down. I just love to see it.
Yeah.
No, sometimes I be telling her to stop talking about Rome like that.
He always do. I do. But it's like,
I be like, why you be talking about Rome? But I get it. She don't mean no harm by it.
No, she don't.
No.
No, she don't mean no harm.
Wow. Yeah.
Like I said, man, like, I wish a lot of other people would take from us. Yeah. And that's why this shit got to be on TV.
That's why y'all writing a book.
Yeah. All that. Book coming, everything coming.
Book coming.
Yes.
Everything coming, man.
There you have it. What do you think the most important thing, because I want y'all to save a lot of this, but what's the most important thing it takes to co-parent? If y'all just leave it on that, because it's National Co-Parenting Day.
Yo, I think I started off. Communication, like a lot of people be scared to hurt each other's feelings, and a lot of people be afraid to have uncomfortable conversations, whether it's about kids, unhashed differences, whatever. Like, one day me and Rome just literally met up and we talked about everything that, you know, he felt like I did him wrong in certain situations, and then he felt like I will always try, because he says I'm controlling a lot, and I do take that, you know what I'm saying? I own that, I do. Like, I was trying to control how he parents sometimes, like how he would raise Ash and all of that type of stuff. We just put everything on the table and just was like, all right, you're moving forward, because it's really about Ash.
Right.
And that's really, like, when we, after that, it was like, no looking back. It's like, all right, whatever. Cool.
Piece of cake.
It was just communication.
It can't be easy, but it's a couple things, man. Communication, feelings out of it, ego out of it.
Ego for sure.
And just, man, both parties got to be in it, though, man. Like, I feel like, you know, now, like, even at my kid's school and shit, man, like, they ain't used to the man. And I think that's fucked up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, job, me, like, I, kids,
no,
that you
kids,
teach
no,
at school?
No, at school, my children, my own children.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like, you know, the father is not a norm.
Mm-hmm.
So I ain't say I'm a change the norm, but I've changed the norm.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's me.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't got to call a mother. You know, a DMX son, call your father. Yeah, that's me, call me. Don't call the mothers. I'm hands on. I'm gonna be there.
Mm-hmm.
And my oldest, he's 11, man. I just sat to school, sat in the class with him the whole day.
They call you, but Ash called me on the side. Ash was like, "My dad about to come up here. It's too much. Can you come up?"
But that was the thing too. She had to learn. Don't try to take the father from the child. Let me father him.
That's
because
right.
I refuse for my son to become a statistic. I refuse for my son to become a young, hurt little boy. I refuse for my son to grow up not knowing how to love a woman. I refuse for my son to be so many things that his father was. And I'm still young, so I'm still, you know, I told Naya earlier, I said, man, like, you know, I'm gonna write my rights to you, my boys.
I got still unlearning. You unlearning right now.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
You unlearning to learn.
When it's co-parenting ain't easy, man.
And I used to be hard on him, how he was so hard on my son. Like, no, like, you, like, Ash gotta want to talk to you. You gotta make him want to talk to you. Like, Ash, he used to, like, come and talk to me about things he was scared to go to his father about. Not because it was any abusive relationships, anything. It was just like, I can't talk to dad.
No, it was my son. You know, was my son problem?
Mm.
And like I said, I'm creating a young man. My son problem was, he don't like confrontation, but he don't like to confront a man.
You.
And when I say that, me, his father. He don't like to, and I tell him, I said, bro, if you don't like something, you tell me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not like my father. Oh, shut the fuck up. Oh, I'm your father. No, ain't none of that. Same brand, we go to McDonald's, and I'll be like, all right, do you 60? Oh, dad, I don't want that. All right, what you want? It's the same concept.
Mm-hmm.
I get his hair done now. He want hair. Oh, dad, I don't like that. Tell me. Don't go back and tell your mother. That's when I'm gonna get mad. Because
mm-hmm.
he was just with me, and I just asked you, and you ain't say nothing.
You want to communicate?
I want to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
When you communicate with me, you look me in my eyes and tell me, Dad, I don't want this. You ain't got to be disrespectful when you say it. I said, my baby, he getting better. But I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't know, man. It's not hard. It's easy. It's fun.
You have to make it a little bit,
but it's like, I don't like
to do that.
It's just, man, like, I don't know. As a mom, it's different than when a dad raising. I'm doing everything that I wanted. I wanted my father to come up my school. I wanted my dad to talk to me. I wanted my dad to ask me what I wanted. I wanted my dad to come to my basketball game, my baseball game. My dad been to one baseball game out of 4 years. Two basketball games out of 4 years.
You got to make sure you're raising your child out of love and not fear.
And I don't want to live for it. And that's that. I was scared of my father.
I couldn't talk.
I got banged in my mouth a lot. That's why I got a busted lip.
Most of our fathers raised us out of fear because they didn't want us to end up going down the same path they went down. So we got to figure out how to raise our kids out of love.
But, you know, with moms get this. And I think I got that. And I told my dad a couple weeks ago, bro, like, you know, because he always come to me, well, my father said, I don't want to hear that shit. I tell him straight up, I'm a man now. You ain't going to tell me shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear that shit. Your father wasn't a father. He was a provider. Mm-hmm. I'm a nurturer. I'm a dad. I'm a father. And I nurture my baby.
And even your response to your dad is angry.
Yeah, because he always out of... My response to my dad is what he's giving to me now. Like, I'm a man now, so it's like, bro, I don't have to take that shit. I leave.
But he's trying to explain figuring it out, too.
He still ain't figured it out. So it's like, if you in the room, and this is me and being in the room, because, you know, I don't call you about this type of stuff, but this is me being in the room. It ain't. Is he... Different story, man.
I got like somebody for you to talk to. Him. I got a therapist. I got a good That's therapist. Cool.
I got
to talk
a lot of them.
No.
I'm not saying it like that.
No, I'm talking about a real professional. Therapist. And I got a
they
real.
Black?
Yes.
They black.
Yeah,
man,
yeah.
Or woman. He requires. Nah, for
what you want? I think I got somebody in mind for
I don't
you.
Do man. I want a woman.
You want a woman? Yeah. All right, I got you.
I don't like men.
Got
therapists.
You. Okay. I got you.
Yeah.
Right, I got you. I know exactly who you should talk to.
That's cool, man. You, I'm always open to it, man. But you know, other than that, like you got to want it for yourself. And
do you?
You know, I've been there, man.
Okay.
Like, well, cut back. You know, my biggest thing was just cutting back on the alcohol. Like, now I do it for recreation.
Well, thank you, Envy.
Thank you for
this is recreation.
Pouring him a drink.
I'm going to put it in his coffee. I didn't know he was going to take a shot.
No, this is great.
I didn't drink no coffee. That nigga got you.
I drank coffee.
This was a great conversation. I'm sure it's a discussion that'll continue on, not even just amongst, you know, Jess and Rome, but just amongst anybody out there.
That's right.
You know, dealing with co-parenting issues. But I think Rome... You know, Rome is talking to a lot of different issues that a lot of us men go through. You know what I mean? So I'm happy that you was vulnerable this morning, Rome.
That's right.
Thank
you.
You
know what I mean?
Right. Well, there you have
and it. And their book is coming soon via Black Privilege Publishing.
Love you, y'all.
Simon & Schuster.
Yeah, love you more, sis.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, it's Rome.
Yes.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Wake that ass up. Early in the morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. What's good, everybody? It's our favorite time of the year here at the Black Effect. We're headed down to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.